Blog Talk Radio.
Raise up your voice. Time to be entertained, enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. You're on the online happy hour tonight. And for those who don't know, this show is designed for all of us, and I do mean all of us, to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. BlogTalkRadio.com/How was your weekend? Was with a Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard the show before, and for those of you who may be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, along with my co-host, the wonderful and talented Video Vixen herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
And we are living vicariously through you, with you, and maybe even in spite of you. We're broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the Las Colinas location. The studio is off the chain tonight. Keep in mind, folks, each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, it goes down. And I want to say, because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, you make time for us, so we're going to make time for you, and the show is just going to get better and better and better each week. And as you are going to find out, tonight will be no different. It's Wednesday, good people. April the 6th, I hope you got your April Fool's Day jokes out. The March Madness is over, but trust and believe, it's about to go down like bad stock up in here. So all my bloggers, all my listeners, get ready for the funk. Last week, me and Miss Oatmeal put it down about backup quarterbacks. Nikki was coming off the bench, letting them have it. The callers was tripping out with them. Because backup quarterbacks, why he gets more playing time than you. If you missed it, check us out on the blog. Follow us on Facebook, folks. It goes down. Just click the link and just get with it. It's real.
Real talk.
Like you're supposed to be. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I am doing good, Andy. I'm a little tired. They work me like Harriet Tubman for real today. Mm. I mean, I just got off work 5 minutes ago. How about that?
All your life you had to fight.
All my life. But you know what? It's all good. I'm blessed to have a job. So, you know, hey.
That's what's up.
You always got to look at the positive things out of everything that's going on in life.
That's what's up. And keep in mind that that job is just a resource.
Temporary.
And not your primary source.
Amen.
We know where it comes from, y'all. Want to say big shout-outs because we advertise here. We let the people know who's doing big things. And as always, because we broadcast out of Dallas doesn't mean nationwide it ain't cracking. Up in the Midwest, the best is always moving. Charter buses floating all across the country. It's the best in Midwest travel, ladies and gentlemen. Near or far, if you need to get there, let B&B take you there. B&B Tour and Charter Services out of Kansas City, Missouri. Ask for Mr. Brown, let him give you the good old Brown special. He'll take care of you, folks. Miss Oatmeal, I'm ready to get to it.
Let's get to it.
You've seen the topic on Facebook. You've got the text messages. You've got the calls. It's been around. It's on Yahoo now. We're going back to Justin TV next week, so you're going to be able to see this madness that we're putting together.
Ooh.
So check this scenario. I just posted it on my page. Issues happen. Let me just give you this example. You got a nice day going. Everything is nice and lovely. The birds are singing. The trees swaying in the wind. Everything is good for you. Try to see what's going on. The grass is green. All the grass is green and nice. Fluffy, sticky.
Okay.
Hello.
Just smelling like straight greenery.
Amen to that. Church. And all of a sudden you want to check your Facebook page and your social networks and see what's going on. And you get that friend request that says, hey, what's up? Long time. And the first thing that comes out your mind, I know this wants to be my friend. After all we done been through, words.
Right. You again.
Or maybe your cousin done showed up at the family reunion. Everything is cool. Y'all done tried to stay in shape that last month and go back, let Uncle Pete and Cousin Tim them know you still got it going on. And guess who show up? This fool. Have you been there before? Not you again, when your past has resurfaced. Well, maybe you've been in that relationship that you just spent so many years trying to get out of. And all, it just kept running to more chaos and more chaos and more chaos. The sex was good, but you just couldn't bond on any other level. So all of a sudden, when you finally try to break that knot, and you think you got things going together again, all of a sudden, here they come again. Hey, baby, you miss me? Because I've been thinking about you. I just want to see how you was doing. Somebody's been there. Either you've received that phone call or you made that phone call. Miss O'Meal, can you talk to the people about this? Maybe the ladies just don't understand what I'm saying.
I mean, I had my own personal experiences across the board from that person, but that Facebook request
really
that found me.
So you mean to tell me I'm not making this up?
No, you're not making it up. Oh. You are not making it up. Oh. But this time,
okay.
After they found me, there was some different consequences.
How so?
Well, you know, I knew this person for about 10 years, and they would always, you know, check my number to see if I still had the same phone number. And once I caught on, you know, I just stopped answering, you know, random
right
telephone numbers.
Okay, okay.
And I wouldn't respond to the text messages if I knew it was from him.
Mm.
So I would say about 2006 was the last time I spoke with him.
2006. Folks, if you know anything about mathematics, this is 2011. She said 2006. Use your fingers if you have to. That's 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
Well, I mean, of course, we could never work it out. It was always an issue. I can't even go deep into it, but, I mean, the connection just wasn't there. But I was a challenge to him as well. So in 2010, he surfaced on Facebook.
Okay.
And I saw that he had a lady in the picture with him, so I'm like, cool, woo.
Mm.
I guess I'll go ahead and accept him because she's telling me, you know, I just want to be your friend. You know, we were cool friends, what have you.
Right.
So, you know, I thought maybe it was fake because 4 years had passed.
Right.
Negative. The same shenanigans, the same, hey, you know, I want to be more than just your friend, even though we had already gone over this over and over again. Well, it just so happened that I took him up on his offer, and we went out and had a couple of drinks a couple of times.
Uh-oh.
You know, one particular time, which was the last time I ever talked to him, I just so happened to get intoxicated. And that devil juice took control.
She had one too many drinks, folks.
And, no, it was what I drank.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Patron. I'm going to go ahead and be real because that's what we do here on the online happy hour. We keep sitting real. We got to tell these real stories.
Right on.
So I got intoxicated, and I guess I cussed them out.
You guess you did?
Yeah, because that's what he told me the next day. I cussed him out. I threw up all over his Tahoe on the inside and on his Nike Air Max. How about that? Yeah. So that finally got rid of him. Thank you, Jesus. I had been saying over and over and over again I wasn't going to deal with this individual.
Yeah.
And told him we just couldn't, you know, it wasn't going to happen between us two.
Mm.
But he kept on being persistent. And he was somebody from the past that I knew. I knew his track record. But he came back, and that's what happened. But now he's gone. You know, that's something that, you know, I wanted to go away.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But there's also other situations where you kind of do stuff that's not quite right yourself.
Right.
Like maybe doctored up a check stub so you can get a car. Things of that nature.
Okay.
You know, that happened to me before. Again, back in 2006. Boy, 2006 was a year. But I got in a car accident. At the time, I was working for myself, and I needed a new car. Not a brand new one, but another car.
Right.
Found one, you know, doctored up the check stub. The homegirl was at the credit union. I knew her. It was all good. Boom. Got in, bought me a car. Even got extra $5,000 out the deal.
Wow.
Because he sold it to me for $5,000, you know, less than it had appraised at. So I was like, sure, yeah, I'll take that.
That's a deal.
Yeah. Came back to Dallas, got me a good job making money. Honey. All right. But I wasn't quite right with my life with the Lord as well. So, you know, I'm making this money. I'm buying what I want to buy. I'm living in these luxury apartments. I mean, I'm doing it up. $300-$400 weaves. I mean, I'm just getting it in.
A $400 weave?
$300 weaves, okay? I'm just getting it in, and. Well, 2008, I started having problems with this car, right? Transmission went out. Like, dang, all right. So let me go ahead and, you know, put another one in, driving. Of course, I'm going through stuff with that, rental cars, what have you. You know, couldn't get it traded. Nobody wanted it because the transmission was about to go dead. So I had to get it fixed.
Right, right.
Driving, still rolling. Transmission go out again. I'm like, this is crazy. What is going on? Now, I had the money because I still had some of them chochos that I got off the car. So I'm having to put this money back into it.
Right.
You know, just to have it. About, I say, 2 months, well, a month after that, I just went and got rid of it and got another car. It's actually a blessing. I was like, man, the car I didn't want to get, though, because I didn't want to have to pay for the maintenance or what have you. But, I mean, it was a great deal. So I got into the new car, got laid off. Okay? So what I'm saying is that what you do in your past can come back and bite you. Now, you might have, you know, made it a little ways off of whatever you did.
Right.
Okay, I made it, you know, yeah, it got me to a certain point. But, baby, I had to pay for that. I had to pay for it, and I saw it. I knew what was going on when it was happening because I recognized that.
You saw the signs?
Yeah, I saw the signs. I pay attention. I don't make up any excuses.
Okay.
So I had to go through that whooping. You know, I had to get whooped.
I hope y'all are hearing this tonight.
But I forgot a part. I'm sorry, one more piece in this whooping.
Talk about it.
Now, when I first got that car that I embellished the check stub to get, now, prior to that, I got an accident in my SUV, and I had two drinks. I wasn't intoxicated, but I had two drinks.
Okay.
Got in a car accident and, you know, didn't get arrested, but they did stop me, gave me the breathalyzer, all that stuff. God saved me. It was below, you know, the 0.8.
Okay.
So I
had
to go. I didn't get locked up.
Okay.
But when I got that car, how about 3 days later I hit somebody? You know why? Because I went to brunch with my sister and had one mimosa. Now, I said I wasn't going to drink and get in the car no more.
Right.
Okay. Now, I didn't get drunk. I wasn't drunk the first time. I had a couple of drinks. But it was just when I had drank the drink, I didn't have time to marinate in my system.
Mm.
So that was in the truck. But when I got this car, 3 days later, I hit somebody from the back. You know that's your fault.
Yeah.
That is your fault. I don't care if they stopped in front of you or not, and that's what they did. They stopped. The light was green. They went. I'm talking to my sister in the car.
I'm in pain for
and
you.
And I drove. Boom. Man, I said, you know what? I got to get my life together. This is ridiculous. But it took a while.
Yeah.
You know, because you think that you can get away with something.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's all good. You think it's over. And it's not. You got to get completely out of it. God took me completely out that vehicle and that job.
Right.
Because it was only mine temporary.
You know, I hope y'all are getting this tonight. This is real talk. This is real conversation. Not about the drinking and driving. It's the fact she got a bad blessing with that car.
Sure did.
Your past happens to come up on you. And, I mean, let's talk about that, folks. What do people tend to do when their past situation begins to come to light? Now, we can shed some light on this. We can talk about this. I want you to call in with us on this. 646-727-3279. You're talking to your boy, A.B., and Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, talking about the very hot topic, not you again, when your past has resurfaced. Because things tend to happen. Let's just get it out there. We're not exempt. Whole body's nerfed up in here, okay? So when people tend to do situations and they do things and they think they can get away with it, it's going to come back to bite you. Like that bill you decided not to pay because I had to go away. I'm through with them. I'm going to switch light companies. I'm not dealing with this company anymore. I'm going to switch to the other provider, and I ain't got to deal with this foolishness no more.
Right.
Y'all are too high. Bump that. Let me go on and go over here. If you're here in Texas, I won't deal with TXU no more. I'm going to go ahead and get this Reliant. Before they run my credit and see I still owe them a bill. Maybe that didn't happen to you. And all of a sudden, down the road, when it's time to get that new job that's paying that good money, we're going to have to pull your credit. So the little sweat starts to hit the back of your neck like, man, I wonder what they're going to find on me. I ain't got no child support payments. It's been 7 years since I had that repo. Think I'm good now. I'm straight. Yeah, go ahead and run my credit. It's all good. Well, we can't offer you the job, sir, because you still owe that light company. And when you left that apartment complex from breaking that lease, you still owe them some money. Yeah. You're moving too fast. You're doing too many things all at once. So you are seeing your past catch up with you. Let's talk about that tonight. I mean, even look at the situation of marital bliss. I know somebody. It makes them nervous and uneasy, Miss Oatmeal.
Woo!
Because your past happens to sneak up on you. Maybe somebody out there had recently gotten married on your wedding day. Because they say those words, and I've heard them before because I've been at different weddings, and maybe some of you all who are listening to the live show and also going to listen to the podcast later on when you play it, you've heard them say those vows, to have and to hold in sickness and in health through death do you part. Should anywhere find any reason for these two not to be joined, let them speak now or forever hold your peace. The whole church is about to get quiet and everybody's looking to the back to see who's going to say something and show up. So, players, let me tell you what to do. To avoid all of that, you compromise your wedding day. Get married on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Because if she really crazy and she really deranged and she going to mess up your wedding day, she going to have to take off and not get paid for that. You might as well, bruh. Go on and please everybody. Get married on a Tuesday afternoon, 3 o'clock ceremony in the middle of downtown. That way she got to fight traffic to get there. Save you that extra 5 seconds, man. It's called peace of mind. So your past won't come back up to resurface on you. I know somebody out there is listening, thinking, you know what, a good idea.
Hopefully.
Let's go on and get it done. Somebody's going to try to get married September 10th of this year, 9, 10, 11, because it's cute, and that's nice. It's all good. But you might want to keep that in mind. Look here, sweetheart, get our marriage vows. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but somebody needs to hear this. Get married on Tuesdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays. You feel me? The churches are always full on Wednesdays. Churches are full on Sunday. You're expected to get married on Saturday. You get married on Tuesday. You convince her in the next 5 years we're going to save for this trip. Our anniversary is going to come on a Saturday. Baby, I got you. That's how you work that out. I ain't even going to charge y'all for that one, but just real talk.
That is real, real talk. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we do it, baby. Let's just keep it real.
Keep it in 100.
Let's take the phone lines for a second, Ms. Oatmeal, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Because they call all over the country. We're here in Dallas, Texas. Let's get a caller out the H. Planet Houston has chimed in. Phone number, internet 8398. Who's on the line with us tonight?
It's your girl, LGZ. What's going on?
Hello, darling. How are you?
I am awesome, sir. Awesome, sir. Hello, Miss Brown.
Hey, how are you?
Greetings, greetings. Lord of mercy. Hey, you know what? Let me say this. Yeah, the past catching up to you, it's not necessarily a bad thing all the time.
Indeed.
You know,
can you shed some light on that and let the folks know?
I'm just saying, like, sometimes, you know, if you, you know, as a woman or as a man, you know, you might have a person who rocked your world, you know, simply, and if that person come back through, dude, I may have to holler at that person, you know. I may have to, like, holler at them, you know, because, you know, I may not be happy in my current, you know, situation or, you know, whatever, you know, just, you know, we keep it real, right? So, you know, I'm going to have to do that little thing there. And then, you know, and again, like I said, and the whole wedding thing and people, you know, popping up and starting some mess, I think that only happens, you know, in on TV because, you know, ain't nobody climbing it too hard. But I wish somebody would, you know, if I ever go to a wedding, I see that. As soon as somebody else says something, I'm backing them up. I don't even know, care if I know them people or not. I'm jumping up just because I just want to be in the mix. I know that's crazy, but.
Hell, I've seen it happen.
Oh, my God.
I've seen it. You'd be amazed, man. When I write my autobiography, it's going to be a comedy. Trust and believe. I've seen some tripped out stuff in my life. The reason we started the show with the wobble today is because this past Monday, I was at a unanimous place having a good time watching the college basketball finals. And, they played the wobble. Ladies went out on the dance floor. They were doing their thing. And the strangest thing, y'all think I'm lying, I promise you, they had a little woman out there. Is she a little woman? Most people call her midgets. But she was a wobble. Now, it was funny to me because I didn't know her, and I had never seen her before. She was a little thick, fine-looking little midget, little small woman, whatever you want to call her. But she was out there doing a thing, and you heard the music when it come on. Y'all do the little sway to the left, sway to the right. Well, she didn't really move that much. Because she's just so small. And the little arms was just like, you never turn your wrist like you're just saying hi to somebody?
Mm-mm,
she went to the left, to the right. And it was. I was like, well, that's cute. But I'm just letting y'all know, I've seen some tripped out stuff before. And I'm pretty sure she got somebody and her past hasn't popped up. Like, I know this fool ain't want to step up to me. Well, I'm sorry. I just had to get that out there just let you know things do happen.
Right.
And whether somebody at a crazy wedding has not popped up, where you seen a midget doing the wobble, or where you had even L, I want to even bring this to your attention when you said it's not always a bad thing. You remember the movie The Five Heartbeats?
Yes, yes.
The very and Duck was sitting in the church stands and he heard – that was a good thing.
Right.
His past would be surfaced, energized all over again. Take your time. Y'all remember that movie?
That was my movie, though. That was my movie.
And that's how it was I have to relive this again. I've been living in seclusion. I didn't want to deal with these fools. My brother was doing all my women. I didn't like them.
Oh.
And it was struck. Now I get to live in solitude, and I get that one letter in the mail from choir boy that says, come to church. Just fellowship with me. And that one little note brought back all the memories. And had it not been for choir boy inviting them back to church, they would have never had the barbecue.
Right. And you know what? That is such an awesome testimony.
Yeah.
But I got one, too. You remember Christmas? I went home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And sibling rivalry going on within my own personal family, right?
Uh-oh.
And we hadn't been together as a family on Christmas since 2006, right?
What kind of year were you having in 2006?
And it was very different. It was a very different year. 4 years later, four Christmases later, we were all together again. But guess what resurrected that? My sister told my brother that we were going to be all singing together at church. We all used to be in a youth choir at church at different times.
Okay.
So, you know, we didn't think he was going to show up or what have you. So we're in there practicing, and guess who walked through the door?
Eddie Kane Jr.?
He walked through the door. Can you believe that? This is not a singing type of dude. This is like a Debo dude. You know what I'm saying? So it can be a good thing.
Right.
Because that was the best Christmas present I could ever have.
That's
was
cool.
To see him come through that door and us all be together and us all be singing in that choir together.
So, L, you did us some justice, sweetheart.
You sure did.
We had to bring light to the subject. I want to thank you, if you don't mind, just kind of stay right there with us. But, gentlemen, that's just how we get down. Real talk. And we I'm sorry, you had a comment?
I'm sorry, I just wanted to comment one more thing. Since you brought up Five Heartbeats, I wanted to say about the part where it's a bad thing. Because remember Doug's girlfriend used to sleep with Leon? Remember that? She was old. That was not good.
She was what? She was out there being nasty?
Yeah, remember Tanya. I think her name was Tanya. Remember he was going to marry her? And then found out that she had been sleeping with the brother and stuff? That was some old coming back. That wasn't a good thing. No.
She was a choir boy. It just looked like she was sleeping with choir boy. She might have been sleeping with choir boy. They didn't really tell that story too well. and what that part is, it's a movie, but it can be reality.
Right.
And speaking of reality, let me just let y'all know something. If you need some soulful style and you want to watch how the best make the rest look good, I want y'all to check out my favorite salon. It's the hot new reality TV show. It's called VH1 Beverly Hills Fabulous. Y'all, this show is off the chain. VH1 has done their thing by getting this cast together. If you never heard of Mr. Elgin Charles, he is the premier stylist in Beverly Hills.
Yes, and he's from Texas.
Indeed. It's a reality show, real talk, y'all, that focuses on celebrity stylists that they do their thing. It's an upscale salon. And my sweet and sexy friend Lolita Lo Goods is the truth, y'all.
Yes,
you gotta check them out. I talked to Lolita today and I had to tell her, I said, look, showing up, baby. I wanna let y'all know on Monday nights on VH1 is the truth. She told me they're going to South Beach this Monday. So I don't want y'all to miss that. If you ever own your cable, whether you pay for cable or not, whether it's legal or not, whether you got Dish Direct, Satellite, whatsoever, and you can find VH1, check it out. Because the show is off the chain. And I can't wait to go to Beverly Hills. I can't wait to get back out to Cali. I'm going to walk up in there and see what happened.
I'm going too.
You know.
Like,
just to see what happened.
Go on, hook it up.
Just to see what happened. Y'all check out that show. It's real hot. Beverly Hills Fabulous on VH1. I want to come on back to the topic, and maybe Elle can look at this a little bit for us, Ms. Oatmeal.
Okay.
You know, like she said, all things from your past aren't always bad.
No, they aren't.
So when can you really be motivated and feel good about a past situation? Is it always maybe a sexual thing?
No. No, it's not.
Okay.
I mean, you could have told something to somebody years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they held it in the back of their head, and it didn't stick until they start experiencing something where they can use what you told them.
Okay.
And then they come back and tell you years and years and years later, you know, I appreciate you.
Right.
I'm glad you told me that. I wouldn't be able to treat a woman the way I treat a woman today, you know, with class and respect, if you hadn't put your foot down back in the day.
Wow. Oh no, fellas, that's some deep stuff these ladies
are
saying tonight.
That's real though. I've had that. I've had it come to me on Facebook.
Word.
Somebody from high school. Yes.
Huh.
Sure did. He said thank you.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I guess because I'm kind of like one of those people that if I deal with you, you know what I'm saying, and it doesn't turn out good, I don't deal again. So, you know, if I do deal with you, it would probably be purely sexual. But then again, you know, what she said is she has a good point. If you tell somebody something, that's a different thing, and that some people do keep that with them for life. But I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, though. Sometimes because it can turn out to backfire on you, too.
It can. And I can kind of see some of the good things.
Yeah, because some people, you tell them something and they just, you know, do the opposite or go the opposite direction. And they feel that you're judging them or you're hating on them or what have you at that point.
You
but
know,
sometimes, you know, maybe a little later on down the line, they may, you know, recognize what you said. Because if you said something that's good, oh, it's going to stick. They're going to act like it's not sticking, but it'll stick.
I wonder how the Chicago Bulls felt in 1996 when Michael Jordan decided to come back. The past had resurfaced. They had tried to get back in the finals. Didn't work out. But MJ put on that 45 and showed back up and was like, look, y'all, let's go ahead and try this one more game.
Right.
I just stepped out of retirement. We can do this thing if we put our minds to it, because I'm here to help you lead. And I think what may have happened with that team, if you may have noticed, there was a shift in the way that they carried themselves. They started to believe in themselves just a little bit more because that thing or that person had left them. And all of a sudden, they've been rejuvenated and they've been re-energized and said, you know what, I can do this. So I can see where that positive energy can really come back and you can be motivated to feel good about a past situation. Or maybe you were struggling as a youth.
Right.
And couldn't get through a certain situation. But maybe an old friend may have showed up and had you on your back and said, you know what, it's okay, it's going to be all right. And took you to the next level. We want to let y'all know here, folks, this is real talk. Go ahead and take off your shoes. Wiggle your toes, take your socks off, and spray the room a little bit. We're about to get real tonight. Have real talk, real conversation here on the Online Happy Hour, because this is how we do. The topic tonight is not you again when your past has resurfaced. So I want to ask you this question, Ms. O'Meal, and maybe you can bring it back to me.
Okay.
How do we let others know that their presence has affected them when they leave and all of a sudden they show up again? Something changes. Their attitude changes. We saw the movie not too long ago, My Ex-Girlfriend.
Right.
For those who don't know, Malik Yoba and Tanji Miller are in this movie. It's a great dollar movie. Y'all know the economy is bad. Redbox is your friend. Brothers, you can date your woman with $10 and make it an eventful night. You get an $8 meal, a $2 bottle of wine, and a dollar movie. Just pay a little extra. You know, do that little something extra. Handle your business. You can get, what is the special they got in there at KFC, a $5 bucket?
Something like that.
And a dollar DVD, and a dollar Redbox movie? Look here, man. If she can't handle that, deuces. Real talk. But I'm going to let you know, getting back to the subject of what's going on. Look here, man. He was attached to this other woman. He was about to get married. Life was about to be changed for the better. Everything was good. And then he sees his ex-girlfriend in the club and just
lost it.
She approached him. She's like, hey, how you doing? I ain't seen you in a while. Dude got tuned on her. Yeah, well, you know. Why are you still mad, dog? You about to marry a beautiful knockout official dime piece. And you still got issues? You holding on to something that ain't even necessary.
Still love
her. Because you still got them feelings, not you again. The past has resurfaced. So all of a sudden, You trying to let it go like, ah, you ain't all that. You ain't tough. But if it really didn't bother you, be like, hey, what's up? Good to see you.
Right.
Nice dress. Keep it moving. I'm with my boo. But nah. Not you. You got to wait for that sarcastic answer to come out your mouth. Let her know you got it by bothering out of control, trying to suck in that stomach like you ain't developed no gut in the 3 years that y'all been away from each other. I don't think it don't happen. Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Kiss your new boo when she walk up.
Yeah, I got to get all up on her. You normally don't even do this. You don't never touch her in public like that, but now you all up on trying to let everybody know that's your woman. Really? Player. It's not that serious.
Got to deal with them issues.
Because, ladies, I want you to understand, as men, our emotional track is not the greatest. We really haven't been taught how to deal with our emotions. Prime example, when a little boy falls down and a little girl falls down, the first thing you tell that girl is, okay, baby, come here. I'm going to hold you. It's going to be all right. But when that little boy falls down, shut up, stop crying, be tough, be a man. So when at a very young age, you're sitting here and you're understanding, okay, when I'm hurt and I'm in pain, I'm dealing with something, I'm not supposed to cry. I'm not supposed to show an emotion. So as you get older and things start to trouble your emotions, you don't know how to deal with them because you were taught not to cry. You were taught to be tough. And mentally, you are disturbed because you don't know what you're supposed to do. She broke my heart, and I'm supposed to be a man about it. That's not right. It's not healthy. It's going to cause me to drink stuff I can't even pronounce. So what do? You act out. You get crazy. I know I'm telling the truth. Somebody had a situation with either a male or a female in this same situation either last week, 2 weeks ago, or 1 week that it happened. Let's just be real, y'all. That's how we do. Where else can you go on a Wednesday night, act the fool, tell the truth, and not feel like you're being judged? Mm-hmm. I know a couple places you can't go, and it's not your job. So just keep that in mind. Let's think about this. This is real talk. I want to thank Elle for calling in tonight and chiming in.
But guess what, Andy? As we get older and we mature, even though some of our men may have been brought up that way, you got to start dealing with it because it's going to resurrect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not you again. Because another female can come along and the same issue happens. Oh, she broke my heart. I don't know how to deal with this.
Wow.
Then another one comes along. Oh, she broke my heart. I don't know how to deal with this. You have to tap in and deal with it, or it's never going to go away. It's going to keep on resurrecting itself.
And that has arisen.
And that's what it is. So, what did Malik have to do? He had to deal with that finally after everybody was hitting him all over his head. His daddy, his homies, people at work. You have to deal with it.
Right on.
Because it kept resurfacing. And even in different things in his life, it was coming up because he was dealing with this. So it was didn't just affect him with this female, but all the way around.
Right.
So until, you know, you actually tap into it, it's going to be there. And it's going to resurrect itself over and over and over again. You got to start handling things differently if you want better results.
The definition
of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and expecting something different to happen.
Right.
That's real talk.
This is how we do, folks. I want to go back to the phone lines, if you don't mind, let the people know that you can voice your opinion and let your voice be heard. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Also, join us in the chat room. Let your fingers go and get bad up in there. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, spelled was with a Z. We're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. We heard from Miss L in H-Town. Let's take it to the Midwest again, out there, Kansas City, where they make the best Gates barbecue sauce. We had a caller whose phone number is in 9593. Caller, you're on the line. You want to say what?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Good, man. Who is this?
This is my first time calling in any show like this, so you have to excuse me if I don't know the etiquette, man. I apologize.
no problem.
My brothers, welcome to the online happy hour. Who's on the phone with us tonight?
My name is Gerald.
Okay, what's good, Gerald?
How are you, Gerald?
Oh, man. I'm fine. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Man, I heard y'all talking about, I just caught y'all when, I'm sorry, what's your name, sir?
Andy Brown.
Andy, all right, Andy, I heard you saying, like, when a young man is being raised, like, he's, like, kind of emotionally unstable or something like something to that nature?
Like, well, not necessarily unstable. It's just that sometimes when men deal with emotions, we're not really taught how to deal with our emotions. That's another caller that's going to chime in just a second. But you're really not taught how to deal with your emotions because either daddy or mama or uncle, when you were crying as a young child, they always told you to shut up, stop crying, be tough, be a man.
Yeah.
So as you got older and you developed into a man, nobody ever told you when it was okay to cry. So you didn't really know how to release that emotion when you were really feeling some pain and some hurt.
I dig. Well, it was kind of different with me, though. My father was different. You know,
okay.
If I fell down and cried, he just said, let it go. You know, just cry it out. You know, you'll be okay, but just cry it out. And he actually taught me that. You know, he taught me to, you know, how to deal with these emotions and stuff like that. And, you know,
now,
like,
that's
cool. It's rare. You know, my father's real rare. But that's how, you know, that's how I learned to deal with a lot of relationships and stuff like that, you know.
That's what's up, bro. But a lot of people need that, and I think that puts you a step ahead of some people that you might be with a little bit. That may put you, I don't know your circle, but I'm letting you know that that's how you do it, man, because they really don't know how to deal with that. I know a lot of my friends and my associates, when things get kind of tough and they kind of tighten up at the lip because they really don't know how to express their thoughts or they really don't know how to let things go.
You heard about that. These jokers, man, it's like, I don't know, it's like some of them feel like, I think it's like, some of the stuff, too, is like, even if some of these cats didn't have a father like I have, I understand that. And it's like, I go back to, like, looking at, like, the 70s, for example. I look at the 60s and the 70s, late 60s, 70s, when this pimp thing started coming about. You know, like, it went from, like, this pimp player thing, right? And you got to be this certain kind of guy, and this is how you handle these women, right? And they took that lifestyle, that subculture within the culture, and took that and they put into like mainstream music, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden it goes from being a pimp in mainstream music to being a player. And so they go from being a pimp and a player, and then all of a sudden you got these cats, you know what I mean, that evolve into these, I mean, I don't know what you call it, man. It's like they're more like they want to be spoiled by women, you know? And it's like that's why you get these emotional men. You know, they get spoiled by these women. It's like they're looking to be a player and a pimp or what have you, I guess those two things, and they want this woman to nurture them. You know what I mean? Like they never had a mom or anything like that. And it's like they're
like
not
a
getting
baby
out there.
Boy or maybe just a bitch ass. Okay.
Yeah, that is. And so it's like,
yeah.
I think that's what's going on. It's like an epidemic.
There's a lot of that going on, but, you know, it's, you can't always blame or place so much emphasis on how we were raised if we weren't raised completely right, because there are avenues and resources out there to learn the right way, because my parents weren't perfect. There are a lot of bad things they did, okay, and there's a lot of good things as well, because, I mean, they're human. They're growing. It's just as well. They just in the parents' realm, but you have to seek resources and the right answers on your own as you get older. You can't just say, because I wasn't taught this or that. Well, guess what? Better go find out. You better learn. Mm-hmm. Don't hold to it, because it's going to come back if you don't learn the right way.
That's real.
So, Mia, I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right. So how would you, like, handle a situation where it's, like, a person that you knew, you know what I mean, you knew at one point in time, and it's, like, I guess similar to what you guys are talking about, like, and they come back into your life, and you two have grown, and it's, like, had experiences, and a lot of different things happen. And it's, like, you know, both of y'all are single, and it's, like, you still have a, a genuine interest in them, and they still have a genuine interest in you, like with that person. I mean, how would you work that out? So, like, if it came to be.
I would go for it. If we were young and, you know, I'm an adult now, older than I was back then. Say it was 13 years ago, 14 years ago. I wouldn't have a problem with rekindling with that person. And if, you know, we're feeling each other, you never know. That may be my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't know until you go there and you try it. If it works out, it does. If it doesn't, you know, at this point in this age, you should be mature enough to say, you know, we're not for each other. Or if it works out, hey, I mean, you never know. They always feel that you should go for it if you both have a genuine interest in one another and want to pursue to see if something can happen and move forward.
Ms. O'Mill.
Yes.
This is Flap.
Hello, Mr. Mays. How are you?
I'm fine, Ms. O'Mill. I'm fine.
You're fine?
Yes.
I didn't catch who it was.
I have a little cold, that's why.
Oh, okay.
I have a little cold. Andy laughing. Andy,
oh,
I called
him
to check you guys out, man. Social support. You know. I called him to check y'all out on social support, man, you know, because I like the blog radio and stuff. Y'all do a good job.
Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate you calling in.
That's what's up, bro.
All right, brother.
Yeah,
man, look, it's overrated, brother. I'm going to tell you just like that, man.
We got to go
make
that caller right now.
All right, y'all.
The phone lines, man. Keep the party going, man, and bring the phone line. Let's stay in Missouri, man, and go to the East St. Louis down there by the slip. Y'all don't get it right, man. We got a caller from the east part of the Lou. Represent, who's on the line with us tonight?
Hello?
We have a caller, phone number ending in 7762. That must be you. Go ahead and speak to us tonight. Who's on the line?
Well, I guess maybe they're having phone problems.
I don't know. Metro PCS is
yeah.
cool sometimes. It is what it is, folks. Y'all want to keep it real. Y'all know Nikki brings the real coming up from the dirty D. I've been waiting on Miss Nikki to go on and get loose, baby. So be the wet noodle that you are, baby, and shake it for real. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's going on?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Miss O'Mill. What's going on with you?
Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
I know that's right. Hard to be legit and still pay the rent.
Okay.
You know what? People are thinking about crime a whole lot these days.
Hey,
this,
I'm just
you know,
saying.
Gas and this $9 bread we got down here.
Woo,
no.
And it's $5 gas. This $5 gas almost.
I'm going to eat right now. We don't eat food this morning. But I'm going to get some gas after the show.
Well, Nikki, on to Miss Oatmeal's car. The light is on you, sweetheart. Talk to us tonight. What's going on?
Man, I just want to say that, oh, first of all, I got to shout out my mom and my sister who are listening in. Hey, Mom. Hey, Keith. And, you know,
hey,
had to
mama.
Show the family some love for the support. But I just want to say that the only way something can resurface is if it was on the top to begin with. So, to me, a lot of people aren't really dealing with things that are resurfacing. They're kind of just dealing with things they've kind of pushed to the side. Because when something is on the surface, it's plain, it's clear, you can see it, you know what you're dealing with. And that's not how people typically walk through their life. You know, manipulative, deceptive, lying, even if it's only, you know, a white lie. A lie is a lie. So when people talk about, you know, things resurfacing, I'm more prone to say that you didn't deal with the situation when it was clearly in front of you. Now it has resurrected itself in the form of something else, especially in relationships. Like if you keep getting the same tired dude over and over, that's because you didn't address whatever issues you had in the relationship with the last tired dude. If you keep attracting the same type of female, it is because you didn't address the issues you had with the previous tired female. Case in point. I attempted to date somebody several months ago that I was not physically attracted to. But I wanted to put myself in check and just say, hey, you know, it can't always be about the physical. You have to take people for what they can, you know, bring to the table as far as, you know, the way they treat you. So that was the first thing I said. God, you know, approached me or whatever. We exchanged contact information, you know, chopped it up for a while and went out. And I noticed that every time we went out, you know, he was critiquing me. You know,
mm-hmm.
had even gone so far to say is, you know, I don't like dark color nail polish. Well, Negro, the last time I checked, you didn't put ink on this man. So I don't give a damn what you like, but I let it go. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know, take people for who they are. Then he made a comment about weave. Okay. Then he made a comment. I mean, everything was about what he did not like. And so what I did was I stopped taking his call. All together, you know what, I got you. If you don't like it, you ain't got to see it or talk to it. So last week, I get a phone call. Hey, and a couple of other things happened with us, too, that just made me go, you know what, I'm cool on you, deuces. So last week, guess who calls me? He does. And so I looked at the phone, and I changed his name to asshole, do not answer. Sorry, Mom. But I changed his name to that, so when he called, I wouldn't answer. So the phone is ringing, and I was like, you know what? God keeps putting this situation in my face because I haven't learned how to address people in a manner where they understand, calm, cool, and collective without cussing them out and basically standing up for myself and standing on my, you know, standing my ground. So I said, Lord, you know, God, my thoughts and my tongue while I answer this phone. So I say, hello. He all, oh, hey, what's going on? How come I talk to you? I said, do you really want an adult answer or is that a rhetorical question? Oh, no, I want the truth. So I basically laid into him. And ever since then, I realized that what God was trying to show me was that no matter how somebody else comes to you, you still have to be who you are. If they're who they are, you shouldn't have a problem being who you are. And ever since that dude, I have continuously, you know, had the same type of guy approach me, people who think they can critique me or tell me what it is about myself that they don't like. So I said, oh, no, hold up, Pimpin. This is y'all going a little too far. I don't give a damn that you don't like weave. You didn't put in on this man. I like a six-pack. You ain't got one of them, though. I'm not tripping. So now what?
Right.
So, yeah, I had to nip that one in the bud. And then that was like my aha moment. Like, okay, God, I got you. I see you. I have to learn how to, you know, be who I am, even when somebody else doesn't like it. Because, you know, this is a free world. You can like, you can keep it moving and like whoever you want to like.
Right.
Interesting. Very, very, very interesting, Nikki. I like that. I like describing you. You know that?
I have to agree.
I'm trying,
Nikki.
Man. I'm trying
that,
to get this
know,
thing right.
When it does resurrect, you know, it resurfaces, that you probably didn't deal with it the correct way in the first place for it to come back up again.
Oh, absolutely, because there's a way you have to deal with everything, and so that, you know, it has to be done in decent and in order, but you still have to come from a place of, you know what, I'm not playing with you, and these are my standards, and what you're not going to do, and I think another thing people have to be careful of is when people see something in you that's special and unique, no matter what it is, because everybody has it, but when people see things in you that they don't possess, they will try to break you down. And see, I know
right.
I'm a lot of things, a lot of good and bad. I'm in the process of being progress. So at the end of the day, when people see something in you that they don't possess themselves, wonder how you can walk through life and be so happy, especially when you don't have, you know, a lot of things or a lot of possessions as far as what they can see, they will try their damnedest to break you down. And I think that's what his angle was. Really, really, really do. So, I mean, you have to really watch how you check things and why you're checking things, you know, because everything don't really need to be checked. The time, the energy, effort put forward just sometimes ain't even worth it. But you really have to watch that. And that's one reason why you must check things when you see them immediately so you get the lesson from it.
Yep.
Right. And, you know, even though you may do that, people still may not receive it. So you can
but
you got to stand your ground, so
mm-hmm.
we will receive it. No matter
yep.
if they say, you're a bitch, okay, you wrong, you don't know what you're talking about. If you are, you know, you're real in what you're saying, stand your ground.
Yep.
And with that, you're going to get a little backlash, but it's okay.
Or they give you the old infamous, he think he cute. See, we know about that, ladies. I want to go on back to the phone lines. Nikki, stay right there. Go ahead and take it on back to the phone lines. 646-727-3279. Let's bring it on back down to Dallas, Texas. We got a caller in Irvin that wants to chime in that's been waiting pretty patiently. Last number is ending in 4134. Caller, you on the line. Who is this tonight?
This is Big Ray of BigRayInternational.com. I was just calling to say hello to the show. I've been here listening in, checking it out. And from my perspective, when people pop up from your past, ain't nothing wrong with them popping up for the past. That means they must saw something good in you to come back. You can't be mad at them for having good taste or won't get back on the winning team. Only thing is when they come back, they got to pay that penalty or they got to pay extra toll. Sometimes inflation set in. Sometimes they got to pay the price to get in night. They should act right and stayed on the team back when they had a chance when it was an expansion team. Now that you went to the Super Bowl and the Pro Bowl, everybody want to play. They all want to get the ball. You know, it's just how you handle it. You just got to let them know up front. These are rules and regulations. This is how we handle it. This is what it takes. Or, hey, if your position field, I'm sorry, position field, try over there. But, you know, you come check us out. You know, we play on Saturday or Sunday. I wish you well. You know, because everybody you meet can do at least two things for you. It's up to you to determine what those two things are. Also, in the guys' relationships, you know, everybody you meet is more just a big button to smile. They need to be bringing something to the table and the guys the dollars, information, and contacts. Somebody out your past to come back, hey, it ain't got to be physical. You ain't got to hook up and have a relationship. Hey, maybe they could send you some contacts. It's all how you look at it and how you approach it. You know, like, hey, I know he used to be sweet on me, used to work this way, even when people used to play sports. Hey, you can't play forever. Sometimes you got to move up in the coaching or administration, or you might have to move to front office or sales. You know, make yourself useful. Do something with yourself. But basically, it's all about how you handle the situation, your approach, what kind of outcome you're going to have.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Ray. What in a negative situation, you know, where how can you shake something, shake that negative feeling if something resurrected or resurfaced that was negative?
Man, is this how you get rid of negative people? Ask them for some money. They run quick. If they come with some money, ask them for some more money. You see how Andy said get married on Tuesday? Okay, negative person come around. Hey, man, let me get $1,000 or at least $500. They go
He's
get the $500. That's how you get rid of negative people.
What if you did the fool? If you did the fool and it came back to bite you in your butt, how do you shake that?
Sometimes you got a man over, been up and take that shot. Sometimes you got to take your lick or you got to vacate. You got to go back to the lab and the drawing board and be like, hey, that wasn't right. So, sometimes you got to face that man in the mirror. You know, your inner man going to tell you if it wasn't right or if that could have been handled a different way. And sometimes you just got to, hey, go back and rectify yourself. Hey, I was out of order. I was wrong. Maybe I could have handled that. Let me apologize for my actions. I try to refrain from this ever happening again, and I wish you well. You know, sometimes you got to let go. Sometimes you let go and they come back to you. They're yours. It's all in your approach and how you handle it.
But, you know, with relationship issues on the side, just in a situation in life, you know, the people need to know that whatever they've done in the past that may not have been so good is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Some people forget about karma. They think they've gotten away with certain things.
Oh.
Like when people pay, get those refund checks and make that purchase, they close that bank account and go switch it up somewhere else. Oh, trust me, there's somebody now, dog, that's had that situation happen. Let me go on and buy this real quick. Take it out of my account, ain't no thing. How much? $450? Oh, yeah, that's cool. Let me go and switch this up real quick and change my bank. And go in there and tell the little personal banker, who ain't never met you before, man, I think somebody tried to hack in my account and gone switch this up real quick.
Hey,
Hey, whatever's up. Yes, ma'am.
I just thought about something today as we were thinking. I was thinking about the show and what we were going to talk about. And a scenario came up, and I said, wow, that was my karma. I was actually with someone while they took a stereo out of a car, right?
Oh, you like the Roughnecks.
Back when I was young.
You
took stereo.
You like that thug passion. Same thing,
right.
Make you laugh
and
make you cry.
Right. Took a stereo off his Mustang. Okay, I'm with him. How about, now that was like in the 90s. How about in like 2000, I had a Mustang.
Your stereo and, came up missing.
Police knocked on my door one morning. I didn't know what they wanted. My heart was dropping like 6 o'clock in the morning. Went outside. Like, ma'am, do you have a Mustang? I said, yeah. I need you to come outside. Went outside. They cut the whole airbag out of my Mustang. Out the stairway. the glove compartment. And stole my CDs.
Wow.
How about that?
Hmm.
That was
I know that
car. Where I was going and who I was with.
It wasn't
but
good.
It came back and it bit me. And it bit me harder.
It
come
nice.
Back.
Not good today, Miss Oatmeal in the Bush administration. Not good at all, ladies and gentlemen.
So you have to deal with stuff that
yeah.
you do.
Well, they say whatever's done in darkness shall be brought to light, whether daylight or spotlight. You always got to keep yourself blameless. Watch the company you keep and watch the things you do and the places that you go. I mean,
and
I was
speaking. Let's always talk about that doctor that resume up that said they graduated from such and such college just to get that job. Oh, but when they find out and ask you, do you know how to program Pascal? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me. Since you're in front of that desk and that computer and you really don't know what's going on.
Right.
Because you done doctored your resume up to get that job. Well, guess what, bro? When they tap that left shoulder and escort you out the door, do pass go, do not collect $200, just get your ass up out of here. That's bad news. That's when it comes back.
I've seen it happen.
Comes back.
Nikki, what's going on, sweetheart? Do things like that happen up in Detroit City?
Yeah, man, they do, but not to me. I don't know. I was a cornball growing up. You know, whatever my parents told me, real talk, whatever they told me not to do, I pretty much abided by the rules. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. Cool. So I kind of adopted that mentality throughout college. Never got into the typical teenage or young adult trouble. But is the guy on the line, his name, I think it's Ray?
Yes.
The only thing I would say about the philosophy of bringing people back into your life from the past, you know, your rearview mirror is smaller than the front view mirror for a reason. It's small because so are the things behind you. So my philosophy on that is, you know, when it comes to networking and keeping contacts is one thing, but when you've been involved with someone and it didn't work out, and then you want to bring this person back into the fold just because what they can offer, he ain't the only one with a contact. You know, everybody got an email address. Everybody got anybody with a job got a business phone. So while he may be the contact over at one radio station, trust and believe you can build that rapport with somebody else. To me, it's just trouble waiting to happen, especially if the dude like you. Because some men really don't deal with rejection well. So they think, you know, they do a little something for you, you got to do a little something for them. I'm straight. Keep it moving, Pimpers. I'm straight.
Right.
I got somebody else I can call. I got somebody else that can pray me through that. I don't really need the unnecessary phone calls and you trying to be booed up when you see me in public to ward off other dudes. I don't need that. I'm straight. You can keep it moving and I'll find another contact. Trying to be all up in your ear because you see other dudes trying to holler at you. Ooh, the hate. No.
Well, you what they call a talented tip. You got it like that. What about them other women in that 25 to 1 that don't got it like that, that's in that shortage with the supply and demand?
No, it really ain't. There's no such thing as not having it like that. You got to believe you got it like that. And the more you believe, other people will too. You ever seen a not-so-attractive woman walk into a room, but she, you better not tell her she ain't fine. And everybody else be looking like, dang, she acting like she all that. And then you go, well, damn, maybe she might be. It ain't about what other people think. It's about what you portray. So at the end of the day, if I got it like that, this is a work in progress. If I got it like that, you too can prevent forest fires. All you got to do is work what you got, and you too will have it like that. It's all about the mindset. You can't ever let nobody, never let anybody see you sweat. Never. I don't give a damn if you don't know what you're talking about. Make something up and excuse yourself from the conversation. Mm-mm.
Nah, I think if you don't know what you're talking about, I think you should be quiet.
Yeah, just hush.
I mean, really, people don't really have to always say something. You should be quiet and listen.
I do what I
Or you could just, hey, you know what? I agree with that, but will you excuse me? I see another associate I know. You got to say something. You just can't be like, okay, I'm going to talk to y'all later.
Hey, it's the church.
You can agree to disagree.
It is what it is. On the line, Ray, I'm going to come back to you. Y'all know how we advertise people doing big things and having big business. I want to give a big shout out to Michael Vick's Pet Grooming in Atlanta, Georgia. Let y'all know it's rough when you're dealing with Mike Vick. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come on back to the show and talk about Not You Again when your past has resurfaced. We have another call that wants to chime in from Funky Fort Worth, Texas. How Fort Worth that is. Caller ending in 3143. You're on the line. Who is this with us tonight?
Hey, this is Mama Michelle out of Dallas. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Mama. What's going on, sweetheart?
Oh, it ain't nothing. Man, y'all tripping on the radio today. Oh, man, y'all acting a fool. Y'all acting a fool with this little topic right here. Y'all tripping. Look at here. You know how you have a wore pair of shoes, and, you know, they're your favorite shoes. You wear them a lot. You put them back in the closet because you've been wearing them too much. And then you slide back into them one day only to remember why you stopped wearing them in the first place because they rub your baby toe wrong. Going back in the past do. You know, the shoes still look kind of good, but you slide them on, you feel like you can make it. You get out the front door, but 2 hours into it, you regret and you put them shoes on. That's what going back in the past will do to you. I mean, you know, you should always end your relationships in a way that you can, you know, hopefully maintain a friendship. But at the end of the day, the past is the past for a reason. I'm going to agree with the sister that was speaking before me. However, I don't believe that just because, you know, it didn't work out the first time, don't mean you ought not to look at the shoe. Maybe you ought to examine the shoe. Maybe the shoe been to the shop and it's a little bit better than what it was. I don't know, but I do know that I have some guys out there in the past, and I bet they done signed in because I'm on here, you know what I'm saying? So, boys, if y'all listening to me and I wore y'all and I forgot how well you wear, call me.
I'm not mad at you.
Right on. Mama, you off the chain. Hey, you got anything coming up that we need to know about? Because your stand-up comedy is off the chain.
You know what? I do have something called the Garden, Midnight in the Garden Funny at the Addison Improv. It's going to be Saturday, April 16th at 11:30. And I would love for you and, of course, your crew to be my guest. If you guys can make it out, you know, of course, compliments of Mama Michelle because I love y'all like that.
Doubt.
For sure.
No doubt. We'll be there.
In the front
It's Comedian Success, Special K. We just plan to act a fool. We're going to do a whole lot of old school throwback jams. You down with OPP. Just like your show said, you know, you really inspired me. I called my DJ up and I said, hey, you got to be down with OPP. And, you know, you got to go way back old school so we can remind people how they used to get it on. And we just got sophisticated now, you know what I'm saying? We sophisticated. We high-tech, we texting, we calling, you know. Now you can't stalk a brother because of caller ID, you know what I'm saying? They call it stalking. I call it just checking him out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you're just checking him out. What if that 73rd call would be the one to save his life? What if he choking on a chicken bone and couldn't answer them first 72 calls? How you stalking, you stalking. I don't believe in all that. Count on DJ with your stuff.
Oh.
You know what? She's telling the truth. One call, okay. One call is a missed call. Second call, third call, you dial by accident.
The fifth call, you pushing stalker tendencies. Now, you
If you jump out the bushes one time, butt naked, and just ask the dude where he been, that is not stalking. I told the judge that.
That's safety. I'm just looking out for you. What you doing, girl?
Yeah.
You want to make home safe.
Okay, just trying to have a quick conversation.
Real talk. It's a lot of brothers that think like that. For y'all who are just tuning in and just listening, Mama Michelle, y'all can check her out on YouTube and just type the name in and check out some of her stand-up comedy, y'all. It's off the chain. We're going to be there, sweetheart. We're going to definitely come to check you out.
Okay, well, I love to have you. Let me know.
Real talk. Real
talk. I mean, by love
Big
to way,
have you.
I'm here.
Dude, it's going
yes,
down.
Sir.
Happy hour, bro. What's your comments on what Mama Michelle had to say on there?
About that shoe.
I said that's why they make blister pads, and that's why they got shoe shots. The shoe's still good wear. Now they got different level of shoes. They got the good gaiters with the leather bottom. Then they got the plastic shoes from Payless. If you got that good pair of shoes that you done put investment in, at the time they still looking good. Go get them shined up, get the blister pad, or if you got to put the stretcher on it, go get you some heels to get a resole and keep on stepping. Now if you got them cheap throwaway shoes, of course, you ain't going to let them back in life to the trash they go. But a good pair of shoes, they're going to last a long time. You sit them in the back of the closet, you have the dust, you can pull them back out, dust them off, and they still stand the test of time. It all depends on what type of shape they in and how they look and how they make you look and how you feel when you're in them. Now the little corn is sticking out. Hey, get you a blister pad and keep it working.
Because that's a good pair.
Sometimes a good pair
put you in a little pain.
The reason you bought the good pair in the first place, because they get the right proper attention and that desired effect that you was trying to achieve and caught that right eye and sometimes caught the wrong eye.
Mm-hmm. And they look good. And they last long. They just mess up a little. Just mess up your toe a little bit. That's all.
And somebody got this. Y'all, you ain't sanctified enough. And what would Jesus do? Just go on and wear your pair of open-toe sandals and be cool with this. Let that baby toe just fold over the side of your shoe.
No, that's wrong. No heel. I can know what's hanging over.
Well, you know, nowadays, most women get the roll up ballet shoes and keep in their purse at the event or something. When walking to the car, they put them bad boys on, carry the shoes in their hand. That's how you play that.
That's what I do, flip-flops in the purse. I got bad feet. I ain't got nothing to do with no toe rubbing.
Folks, I want y'all to thoroughly understand what's happening right here. This is the online happy hour. We get down up in here, folks, like people on praying knees. We make it happen. This is your relaxing double hour of fantastic fun where you can be you. You can have your drink if need be. You can move your kids away in the other room, or you can sneak out in the car and just trip out. Put your phone on speaker. If you paid your phone bill this month, you can't miss us. You can log into the blog room and trip out with us. You can get on your cell phone and trip out with us. If you know somebody on Facebook right now, we got about 45 minutes left in the show. Go ahead and text somebody and say, y'all need to come on and get in on this. Stay out of control.
Definitely. Man, Andy. I've got to take it back to some of our questions here, and I've got to bring it back on a serious note.
Well, let's do it.
About not you again when your past has resurfaced.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying resurrected. Resurfaced. Now, what about
come on,
a married couple, been together for years, and, you know, the husband steps out.
Okay.
Don't get his little cheat thing on, whatever. Nobody knows about it. Then all of a sudden, she pops up. And she has a child with her.
Is it his?
And it's his.
Oh.
What about that? Because, I mean, that's when, you know, that she's come up again. But then you've got a consequence this time.
Well.
Because your past is always going to, if you do something negative in the past, it's going to come back and bite you.
Well, you have options.
Mm-hmm.
several options. And I know that a lot of people, that's a really good question to bring up, Ms. Oatmeal. You have several options. You know, the first thing you can do is considering the fact that you really have a good, strong 4 months before the baby starts to show, is you can look for another job and relocate yourself. So you don't have to deal with the madness head on. You know, because
you don't want to leave your family. You don't want to leave your family because, see, that was just a little play thing.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't expecting for, you know, a love child to be produced out of this situation.
I'm going to tell you what, folks. You know, I have good advice and bad advice. And I'll be honest with you. Let's just get the bad advice out the way first.
Okay.
Because one associate of mine always says, whenever in doubt, you should always pull out. That's not always the best idea. Because it doesn't always
work.
Oh,
my goodness.
In reality, if you have stepped in that situation and, you know, you did bring another child in this world and it is yours and you confirm that on the third blood test and you are sure.
You are the father.
Yeah. Before you tell you need to find out.
Is she going to shoot you?
What is this other person's expectation? Do you plan to take this child and relocate yourself if I can pay you enough money? Do you plan to stay here and raise this child with me together, or while I'm at home with my family and this child is over here with you? You have to get that understanding up front. Where are your emotions at right now? Are you by yourself? Is this your first child? Have you been here before? Because you really going to have to start talking and asking these kind of questions. Because now you are affecting your home. And if you married this woman and you're still with her, there's something good at home that you just can't leave. So if you want to stay with that good relationship, you need to know what it's going to take to defend your long-term situation. Can't say it's a mistake. It's a long-term situation. So you're going to have to really understand what's it going to take. What's this other woman's agenda? And what are you planning to do with this child that you all have together? Are you going to raise him with us together, or you want to raise him separately? Because I'm going to tell my wife and not you. That's how I operate my household. I'm going to let my wife know what's going on over here. Can't have you coming over here bringing extra drama because your wife really might be crazy. And
in that situation, rightfully so.
Yeah, because you see it all the time. It's a quick drop in the bucket on the 10 o'clock news. You know, domestic violence breaks out and angry wife kills husband and children. Back to you, John. It ain't no big deal. You know, it happens every time. You don't want to be that five-second story. So you need to figure out what's going on with this other woman's agenda. Get your plan together. So when you come back home and say, baby, have a seat. Got to talk to you. And have that long, drawn-out conversation from a distance while she's at one side of the table and you at the other side of the table and you are sure she has nothing to throw at you at all. Prepare for this, gentleman.
I think you might need to be in a public place.
No.
I don't think it would matter.
Shot at home.
No, it's best at home. Best at home. She ain't really going to tell her stuff for real, because she might have a change of heart and want to leave or something. You never know. You do it in the sanctity of your own home. Why? Because this is your fortress of solitude, so to speak. You get everything out right there and you explain, hey, listen, this is what happened. But you need, honestly, to let her know why you stepped out. I know it's tough. I know you don't want to say anything, but you're going to have to let them know why. And brothers, please understand, it's going to be a long time before you are involved with either one of these women in any horizontal activities whatsoever.
Well, now, Andy, that depends.
Because A good way of non-reality.
No,
I'm just saying. It can happen,
But how many scenarios do you know that it occurred like that?
It just happened.
Where someone actually told them before the child was born? Because I know a scenario where they told them after.
No.
Well, they didn't even tell. They didn't even tell.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, I have a little brother. He's not little. He's 24. Right. He's 24. So we both have different scenarios that are real life.
Right.
But I've never heard of that one before.
Oh, yeah,
until
it
now. You know, I've heard of the ones where they come out the woodwork. You know, Uncle and them got a, you got a cousin and came out to the funeral or something. Oh, that's such and such sister. What? Where they come from? Later on down the line, they find, you find out. You know, or you find out because the woman may have contacted your household in some form or fashion.
Yeah,
so what we're saying in here is that your past can resurface.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to do when it does resurface?
You,
because sometimes you can affect more than just, you start affecting a whole lot of people's lives and their livelihood for the rest of their life.
Right. So you start with the primary three that are involved before you let anything go. If he were to call in tonight, he'd tell you the exact same thing.
Right. That is some good advice. But does it always roll like that? Do people really like to go head on and put their skeletons out there before they get busted and they resurface?
That's the best thing to do if you're the dude.
Huh?
If you're the man in that situation, that's the best thing to do, man, because if you don't, what you do is you empower the other woman. She's got something. First of all, if you're married and you got somebody pregnant and she knew you was married, you already know the kind of tackhead you're dealing with, period,
right.
Point blank. You already know,
right,
you're dealing with a straight-up hood rat, straight-up cheese, just whatever, just
really
that type of broad.
Rat.
So she already, you already know that if you don't divulge this information to your wife, that this type of chick is going to have that information hanging over your head and be pulling you by a string whenever she get good and damn ready, because she got one over. And so the best thing a man in that situation can do, not even really three people involved in the situation, it should be two. It should be the husband and wife. They got to be united front. You cannot, if you want your marriage to survive, you cannot let that broad see you sweat again. You know, it's got to be you and him against her. Now, you can cuss him out and do everything you need to do to him, but not in the presence of her. You cannot ever let the other broad know that she, yeah, you know, she knows that, you know, this hurts. That it, this is not the, you know, the best situation, but you can't let her see you. You can't let her see it written all over your face. It got to be you and her, you and him against her, period.
Most definitely.
Well,
I agree with that.
That bra find out, man, please. It's on and popping. She'll be at your job. Be going to your hairdresser.
I said, because my mom was going 51-50, Nikki.
It's like a great man once said, y'all. United we stand, divided we fall. We're tighter than pantyhose, it's two sizes small. That's how we get down. Let's get to the phone lines, y'all. Obin brought up a serious, real talk question on that one. Not you again, when your past has resurfaced. Let's go to the phone line here in Dallas, Texas. Caller, you on the line, and phone number ending in 8886. Who is this?
Hello?
Say excuse me next time you make that noise, man. Who is this? 2214?
Yo, how you be? This is your boy, Big Craig, calling in from Oak Cliff. I just want to chime in on what's going on. That's my hood, bro. Just want to chime in on what's going on. It seems like the ladies got a lot of opinions about this, what if somebody resurfaced and it's the man. But let's put a twist on this. You know, we all know the saying. We all know the saying, mama's baby, daddy's maybe. So let's say that there's a baby, you think it's yours, but all of a sudden this guy pops up out of the past. He got this feeling that he wants to get back with this young lady that's already married, already got this family going, and he breaks it down and just say, you know what, that's my child. What does the woman do in that situation? How does she break that down to the man that was raising that child for 3-5 years and been loving that child and supplying for that child? How does that go?
The same way. The game don't change because it's a male versus female type of situation. It's the same thing. You got to swallow that pill. You have to go and stand face to face with that man. Tell him that if you knew, you know, even if you had an inkling that, you know what, I wasn't sure. We were on a great path. I wanted to be with you. And in so many words, yeah, I've betrayed you. The game don't change just because it's a female. You know, if you file, you file.
I know the situation. Female cheated on her fiance, got pregnant by the ex-boyfriend. Okay?
No.
Know all about it. It obviously surfaced. Because when that baby came out, it wasn't his. Had to bite that bullet. And it still took a long time for her to be able to really deal with it, deal with the core. That was her fault. That was her fault. You can't sweep stuff under the rug. You got to deal with it if it was your fault, because it's going to come back. It's going to resurface. Not you again. Oh, yeah.
I thought
and you know,
this how we get down. Craig, I hope your question got answered, my man.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to see what the lady's opinion was on that particular situation, if it was the lady versus the man. But they handled it well.
Well, we're not against the men. That was just
absolutely not.
Not at all. It's not a woman against men thing here. It's everybody that needs to take a look at what's going on.
Yeah, we in this thing together.
Yeah. All right.
So we appreciate you bringing that to light, because we have to address that as well.
Where's my man, Big Ray? I need to let Ray say his piece on that. Craig, good luck, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. Don't let this be your last time dialing up on the happy hour. Ray, talk to me, man. The chat room is in there.
In regards to that last statement, you see what happened to Steve Nash.
Is that true?
He got divorced the day after the babies popped out.
Wow. Seriously. So that is true. I didn't want to say nothing about that because I didn't, you know, do any research on it to find out if it was true or not. So his wife.
Well, enlighten me because I still don't know what happened.
Enlighten her.
Steve Nash is a Caucasian NBA basketball player.
Well, I know who Steve Nash is, but I don't do the whole who pregnant by who getting divorced. They're not my million, so I don't tend to care about them. But I'm assuming his wife cheated.
His wife is Caucasian, but his baby came out like on Mandingo.
Oh, had a brown baby. Yeah, that's clearly, yeah.
And then what make it worse, it wasn't somebody he didn't know, it was one of his teammates.
Well, they say that's how it goes down in the NBA, from my understanding. They say that's how it goes down, so.
That's grounds for, punishment.
Dennis Rodman can attest to that one. That same thing happened to Dennis Rodman when he was in Detroit. Same thing. No baby came from it, but same scenario.
Well, he knew he was working with. I was there in Detroit.
Bird no look pass.
Hey, it's a lot of stuff going on in the world today. Husband and wife might be sitting up there, and the wife, she might be messing with her homegirl, and they all cackling and laughing together and kicking it. You just never know. This world is crazy.
You see what that dude is happening to that dude to mess with Jordan, wife?
Tonight. Folks is up in here, they just in awe looking what's going on. I mean, it's tripped out to me because this is just real talk. Some people can't handle it. Most of us can, and that's cool. That's what it's all about. Us talking, mingling, mixing, sharing business, sharing ideas, and talking about real topics.
It's real talk. Real talk. We're not ashamed.
I know y'all having a good time tonight. This is Nikki, Ray, y'all enjoying yourself tonight?
Hey, I'm having a great time.
As you should. While you're here, Ray, tell us a little bit about, I know that if you're on the blogtalkradio.com website,
and you see the link that says Chosen One Sports. This is what Ray is all about. Ray, tell us a little bit about Chosen One Sports. What's going on with you?
We're nationwide scouts, recruiters, and trainers. We help people get in college pros. We recruit from Pee Wee to the pros. So whatever level you're on, if you got one that's good, we the people you want to look up. We help them get in college, get college scholarships. We put the Pee Wees on the right team, help them get in the right schools. We help them get pros, get endorsements. We also do event marketing and sports marketing and media. So check us out online, chosenonesports.com, the numeric character one in the middle. We'd be happy to help you. Feel free to explore our world and see how we can assist you achieve your goals and aspirations. Where winning is a lifestyle.
Where I've been.
That's what's up. And we definitely want to go ahead and give another shout-out and another plug here for our friend Ricky Peters, who I've said for the last 3 weeks he is having a kidney transplant procedure. And just so happens, this Sunday, there's a fundraiser, which is a crawfish boil. It's on Sunday, April 10th at 1 to 7, and it's hosted by the New Life for Ricky Foundation. And that's going to be at 900 Place, Louis, in DeSoto, Texas. If you would like to go, please, please log on to the website, www.n as in new, L as in life, the number 4, and R as in Ricky. Please be sure that you go on and show your support. If you're not able to attend, you can still make donations in reference to this procedure to go down. Ricky is actually a graduate of Southern University. He's also one of my fraternity brothers. And his donor is a graduate of Grambling State University. And so we definitely are showing our love and our support because if you have the opportunity to help save a life, not somebody that is terminally ill where there's nothing you can do but just pray, but if you can give $5 to a good cause to help them to be able to, you know, be a part of this wonderful experience and their procedures, I highly encourage you to do so. You will be truly, I know that God will bless you from doing that. He will. So please, I encourage you guys to go out there and log on again to www.n as in new, L as in life, the number 4, and R as in Ricky.
For those of you who struggle with your letters and typing and all of that, if you're in the blogtalkradio.com Facebook page, it's right there. Just click on the link that says Ricky Peters, and you can pull up all the information we're talking about tonight. Let's just keep it 100, y'all. We're talking about Not You Again, when your past has resurfaced. I want to resurface back to this topic here and talk about it a little bit. Nikki, something has been on my mind, and I want to just kind of see, you know, if you can help me out with this one. When there's an issue between, let's say, people in a relationship or people who have had an issue come up, who should be the one that should address what's going on? The one who caused it or the one who's being affected by it?
I think the person who caused it should be the person that brings it to the forefront. Because at the end of
really?
The absolutely. Like, if I'm in a relationship and I know that something that I've done or any a habit that I might have or whatever it may just be doesn't sit too well with the other person, I think it's my job to bring it to the forefront because, one, I'm acknowledging how I'm making you feel. And if I know I'm pissing you off, yeah, okay, why am I still doing it? That's the first thing. Second of all, it gives me a chance to experience humility. Gives me the opportunity to just come and look at myself, you know, face first in the mirror and say, you know what, this is messed up. How could you love and care about this person when you know these actions is causing this person to feel some type of way? So at least that's how I look at it. I like to be the person to say, you know what, you know, last week, you know, we was out, such and such happened, and I know you weren't feeling it, and my bad. I am, you know, so sorry, and this is why it happened. And, you know, this opens up to me dialogue about how you all will communicate with each other going forward. You know, it doesn't have to always be an argument, because an argument is nothing but 5 or 6 issues piled in, you know, one on top of the other. You know, if you could just be the bigger person, just be like, man, this is where I fell short. Or, you know, I did this. Did that kind of, like, piss you off? Because I'm thinking it did. You know when you done piss somebody off. So, You got to be the bigger person, man. Plus, it shows that person that you are in tune with how they feel. Can't be in a relationship with somebody and piss them off and not know it. You just ain't paying attention if that's the case.
Okay. Well, what about if that, let's say you had an issue with your bank and, you know, some things come up and in the effect, because there could be somebody out there who's experienced, oh, I don't know what they call it, overdraft on their account maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Should you be the one to bring this to the bank and be like, you know what, I did charge that a little too much? Or should the bank just go ahead and make that phone call and say, you know what, you owe us some money. You charge this account, you spend a little bit too much, so you need to go ahead and pay that and bring it on back to me.
First of all, if we're talking about the bank going to get their money. They're going to get their money, then they're going to tell you. That's the first thing. However, I understand your point. Basically, if you know you've done it, it's only a matter of time before it catches up with you anyway. So mm-hmm. if you've got a good rapport or you've got a relationship with the person that actually opened up your account or you know the branch manager, you just can roll it up in there and be like, hey, bro, look, my account is going to get overdrawn because I just pumped $3,000 worth of gas, and I will not get paid until Friday. Is there any way? Because I've done it. I've been working at Enterprise Rent-A-Car right out of college and overdrawn my account. Went right into the bank, was like, hey, my account will be overdrawn probably tomorrow morning as soon as the bank opens. And is there any way I can get, you know, a one-time waiver on the overdraft fee? Oh, no problem, Ms. Taylor. We'll take care of it, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's all about the relationship and the rapport you got. Now, if you just think you're going to sweep it under the rug, because to them it's dishonest. You know when you done overdrew your account. Go ahead and step up to the plate and see what they do with you. People don't mind working with you if they know you're forthright and honest. It's when you try to play it off, call and want to cuss them out about the fee being too high. You knew you ain't had no money in the damn bank anyway. Just go ahead and I'm saying.
You know, and people just have to go ahead and just be honest and be real. And sometimes with honesty and realness, it may hurt just for that moment, but you got to respect it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Respect it.
And it's so much that comes with the honesty piece of it. See, the problem is not being honest. The problem is us folks, we got a problem with saying, I don't have it. Or I ain't got it like that. Because it's not about telling that person that you don't have it. It's about how you think that person is going to look at you and judge you. Yeah, she stayed with this dude. He got somebody pregnant while they was married. Yeah, you know, he with that broad. No, she was tricking off in the hood a couple years ago. Now she went to school and now she thinks she all that. It's not about the person. It's about other people's perception. So when people can get over the fact that people who got enough time to talk about you probably don't have no real business of their own, once people can get over that hurdle and not give a damn about what nobody else thinks, you won't have a problem dealing with people. We all come up short. Everybody comes up short, from the richest to the poorest, to the most affluent to the least, to the educated to the uneducated. We all come up short. Some people just have found a better way to mask it. I don't play them games.
Right.
This is what you get. This is it.
But now because we're all human and we come up short, now some people feel the take the attitude and just F it and just let issues go unresolved.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you may not care what the next person thinks of you, you can't go through life doing that because you're not resolving anything. Now, you have to resolve it and keep it pushing. But some people run over folks, step on them, do whatever,
right,
and feel it's all good because they're living their life. It's just me. I don't care what you think. But you got to stop and recognize those issues. Then you can keep it pushing.
Run,
oh, absolutely.
That's when it comes back.
I totally agree. You can't just be out there rolling on the whole, yeah, I don't care, whatever, I'm going to do me. But the balance of that is, you know, what people say about you and what people think about you are usually two totally different things. Republicans get on TV all day and say, oh, yeah, I like the president. I think highly of him. We have a good relationship. That's what they say. You know, it looks
right.
Good. It sounds good to the public. It makes us think those fools are getting along behind the White House doors. But what do they think of him? So I'm not concerned about what people think about me, because people are going to always have their opinion. But what
right.
do you say? Because what you say transmits to others. So if you don't like me, but you still know I'm good at my job, cool, long as my review look good. You don't like me personally, but you still going to approve my loan for my mortgage, cool, you've done your job. So what
right.
you think about me, I care less. Do your job. Do what you're supposed to do.
Right. You know, we just got to get it clear, because some people take on that attitude, and they're not, they don't have the balance. They're not totally right with it.
No, we ain't talking about not paying your rent because you want to go shopping. No, we ain't talking about forget the landlord. No, not that kind.
Because, you know, something, this is me, this is me. You got to take this, this is me. Uh-uh-uh, this is how I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, because how you are could be totally wrong. Now, let's throw that in there, too. Just because that's how you are don't make you right. God ain't made all that foolishness and nonsense. Too much of
right.
you up in there somewhere. So, yeah.
So we got to get it clear because, you know, some people could be, we don't want people to get the wrong answers on the online happy hour. We got
no,
to break it down.
No, absolutely not.
Everybody
no.
does not think the box. Some people think in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And in that
yeah.
box is just, and, you know, and things happen that they don't recognize because they have that mentality. But they got to
right.
have that balance. Like you said, they got to have that balance to understand, yes, they talked about Jesus. Yes, they did. Bad things happened to him, but he knew who he was. But he also
mm-hmm.
was good to people. He also loved everybody, everybody.
And he walked with the people. He was not of the people.
Right.
They talked about Barry Burns.
And one thing about it, if people take one thing away, add value, do no harm. And that's applicable to any relationship. I don't meet people to make enemies. Add value to somebody's life, do no harm. You may not get what you initially thought you would out of the relationship, but you don't have to do any harm in the process of it either, or even after it's over. I would never speak ill of any of my exes, ever. If it's something wrong with them, it's something wrong with me. I'm the one spend time with them. So,
well, maybe it was just a life experience. Because we live and we learn and we have to grow. And sometimes it takes for us to bump our head in order to know what's good for you.
Yep.
Because it's not necessarily saying that, you know, that person was all the way bad, but they may bring up an experience memory that doesn't always remain positive, if you will.
Right.
So, you know, we have to take these things into consideration, because there's no such thing so wonderfully it was brought to my attention this weekend. There's no such thing as a bad experience. It's just all an experience. Whatever you
yep.
got from that experience is what you got from it, and you learn from it. You know, don't necessarily look at your first, second, and third marriage as being a bad thing. Maybe you were just practicing for that right woman.
Three times,
and
though?
It took you three opportunities.
Right.
Hey, man, y'all got to think about this. That you parents out there, when your child started walking and he fell down one time and he got back up, don't think he didn't wobble a little bit. I'm still thinking about that midget. I'm sorry. But don't think he didn't wobble just a little bit and get back up and fall down again. When the little song has been said, we fall down but we get up, you don't count how many times you fell down. But you just got back up and you tried it again. At first you don't succeed. At third you don't succeed. At 56th time you don't succeed. You're still trying to make it. But the ultimate goal is, what is your end result? What are you looking for? It used to be the thing, you know, if for those of you who all do read your Bible, there are many people who have been married many times over. And we don't look at them and talk about their situations because they got married 4 and 5 times. It happens. I read not too long ago, Lady Elizabeth Taylor, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
6 times, 7 men. And they adored her. You know, she had her little scandals back in the day, but who's not going to take a little bit of criticism?
Maybe she's a butt wife.
You know?
In a relationship. Maybe she just ain't that who it is.
Right.
In a long-term relationship.
But she gave it a try. And ladies, And so many times I see you on Facebook shopping for rings, shopping for men, shopping for situations. I can't wait for this dude to come up here and sweep me off my feet. Get yourself in order first. Because if you still are putting your pieces together, this puzzle, nobody's going to want to come in there and help you put that puzzle together. That's false. That's not real. So when somebody has to come in and step in and wants to step back out because the puzzle's not complete, you can't really blame them. Because you weren't together to begin with. Get yourself together. Take your time. And I say that to my male friends as well. Stop looking for the happy ending when you're not ready to read the whole story. And you're not willing to go through all these other chapters just to get to this perfect picture at the end of the book. It takes time to develop that. So you got to put that in your mindset. I'm willing to go through what it takes to get what I want. And if I got to start off with a happy ending, no pun intended, and if I want to continue that happy ending all the way through and it's going to be bliss and beautiful, continue to watch television. Continue to read. Continue to watch your movies. Because in about an hour or so, it's going to have a happy ending. And you don't want to deal with all that drama that they really went through. Take it from them and just stay right there. But if you are willing to understand that it's going to be a little bit of hurt, it's going to be a little bit of sacrifice, and it's going to be some time that you're going to have to put in this thing to make yourselves better together, then it's going to be worth it. Stop shopping for your rings. Stop looking for your dresses. Stop trying to enhance yourself and tell everybody how much else or how else you are ready for your man. I'm ready to be married now. He'll tell you. Stop reaching out and be like, man, I can't wait to get into a relationship. Put yourself in position to be in one.
All right, what would that position be?
What position to be in a relationship?
Yeah.
Well, you got to think about this. Are you ready to communicate, first of all?
For me, that would be a affirmative, yes.
Yeah. Are you ready to communicate? Are you willing and ready to accept somebody's mishaps?
Yes.
Are you willing and ready to accept their setbacks because you have them too? Are you willing and ready to go through the storm, whatever that might be? It might even be uncomfortable for you. But are you willing and ready to do that? Because you take a little bit of yourself out of this equation to get
a
bigger number.
Yeah, really, I'm just trying to get a date to the movies. I'm just trying to start with the basics.
It all depends, though, you know, because I could say right now, Jackie, are you oatmeal? Oops, I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding.
She got to
right.
Here,
trying to dance with Jackie Anderson.
Oatmeal says she is ready to get married. Am I ready? Yes, I am. Right this minute today, no, I am not, because there are certain things that I want to achieve. I have goals and aspirations that I am putting myself through to reach first, because I can't expect nobody else to bring that into my life. Now, if somebody just to come along and say, you know what, I don't mind you working part-time, I got you, because you want to put more emphasis into the family and this relationship, hey, and if he's that man sent from God and I want to be with him, I'll do it. I will step down, but I can't do that right now because that man has not come along, and I know me. So will I say that I'm ready in a sense? Yes, I am, but it's under certain circumstances because I know oatmeal. I don't shop. I ain't never looked for no dress. I ain't never shopped for no ring, but I know where I am, where my mind is mentally, from where it once was before, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago. Yes, I'm ready now. So I can say that I'm ready for that man for me, not just any man, but the man for me. What do you think about that, Nikki?
I mean, my thing is, I agree. I am ready to be in a what I would call a serious, monogamous, mature relationship that will lead to marriage. My thing is I know me well enough. I know my personality well enough to know my shortcomings. And I know that I've had a lot, that I've learned a lot in the last, you know, 3 to 4 years about myself and how I appear to others. So, you know, I'm definitely ready to entertain the option. I'm for marriage, always have, very family oriented. You know, I swear if somebody could just give me an apron and a damn pot and pan, I'd be in the kitchen when my man come home. I'm ready to experience those things, but I'm wise enough to know what that's going to come with. And I think that, you know, with all the frogs that I've kissed in the last 3 years, that's basically what God is preparing me for. So, you know, I'm trying to be patient. Swears is the hardest. I mean, it's hard when you're working your corporate job and you're balancing social life and friends and all of this stuff, and you still, like, last week was probably the hardest week I've ever had in my career. You know, tough week. And I was very, very sad that I didn't have anybody that I could just call and say, hey, can you come over? Because all I wanted to do was just lay on his chest. That was it. No physical, no sex, or none of that. All I wanted somebody to do was hold me and tell me it was going to be okay. And I didn't have that person to call. So now when that person does present himself in my life, I'm really going to just appreciate his presence. Not where he can buy me, not where he can take me, you know, not where we can go and be seen together because he's the hot dude. I am going to appreciate his presence. So, you know, and again, I'm just trying to get to the movies. I'm really at, you know, step one.
I'm just trying to get to the movies.
You know how you jump on their back when you walk into the movies, it's all cute. I'm just trying to get to the basics, you know, a little piggyback ride, movie date, you know, sharing a popcorn. I'm just trying to get to the basics.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. You know, I'm tired of washing my car. You know what I'm saying?
Can I make a comment?
You tired of dumping my garbage and washing my car.
This dude told me, he was like, hey, I know you single. I hit a pothole, and for those who don't know, in Michigan, the potholes are like craters. So I hit a pothole. My car is like 3 months old. Hit a pothole. Hubcap popped off. And real talk, I just don't have time to go to the dealership to pick up one. I mean, I don't get off work till 6, 7 o'clock. I'm in the gym for 2 hours. I'm just not really making time for a hubcap. So this dude put up on me at the gas station. He was like, yeah, I could tell you single. Because no dude's going to have his woman riding around with a missing hubcap. I was like, wow. Thanks, I think.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we get down. We let it be known. For the brothers out here, if you're checking out the podcast and you see that Miss Nikki is single, Miss Oatmeal is single, you know what I'm saying? Nikki's trying to go see a movie. I suggest you take her to go see Lotto tickets. Make sure you get your money right, player.
Tell them I only want to work part-time. I just want to work part-time. The family business, though, too.
Right. Miss Oatmeal's trying to invest and stack big bread, so y'all need to come and bring her a lotto tickets and show her that Powerball that you're going to come up with.
I'm going to make some bread, too. That's what I'm doing right now. So I'm going shit down.
We keep it 100 here, folks. Log in, listen, and learn with your fam, y'all. You got to join us and follow us on Facebook. This is how we get down and we keep it real each and every Wednesday. I want y'all to understand this, something that's been on my mind, you know. We're here every week, every Wednesday, for 2 full hours to entertain you, to enlighten you, and you bring you the realness one-on-one like only Miss Oatmeal can do it. Nikki's going to chime in and say her thing and make you sit back and have those uh-huh moments. 2 hours, folks. It's 120 minutes. Now, I know you got a lot going on. But are you really too busy to find 5 minutes out of that 120 to get what's good for you? Really? We're taking this to the next level. And we definitely want you to be a part of this, where we're going. Keep in mind, the book is ready. I'm posting it on the site very soon. End of the month, you're going to see it. The wonderful website, Andy Brown Speaks. Certified professional life coach, y'all.
We're going to talk more about that coming up in the future to give you a better understanding of what I'm doing. And this past weekend, it was off the chain. Miss Oatmeal finished her hot new single, hot new video, actually, for the single Knick Knack.
Yay.
We're going to post
Yay.
That on YouTube. You're going to see that. It was out of control, and I can't wait to see the end results myself.
Grown and sexy, grown and sexy.
So we ask y'all to follow us on Facebook, folks, and advertise your business with us on the show. Represent your business to the fullest. Separate yourself from the hustlers who just nickel and dime and not letting people know what you got going on. You know how we do it. Any closing words?
Yeah, I would just like to, you know, have some closing words on the topic. You know, not you again when your past has resurfaced. Whether it's good, if it's a good thing, it's a good thing. Everything is not bad that resurfaces because it's all about your track record. And sometimes, I mean, you can do good and somebody bad comes along. I mean, that comes with life. But it's all in how you handle the situation. So if it's good, something good that comes back to you, it's a good thing. It's not bad. You know, and if something bad comes back around, maybe you didn't handle it correctly, or maybe you did, and it's just a test. And you need to, you know, hey, God has put you back on, see what your game is. Test you out. See where your head is at. You know, but you should be able to handle it in a way that if it's something bad that you don't want it to return again, not just say forget it and leave it unresolved. So, you know, if it's not you again when your past has resurfaced, try handle it in a different way. But in the right way, not in the wrong way. Try handle it in a way that you've never tried before. You know, evolve. We can all use to evolve on a regular, the whole entire time that we're here on this earth. There's always something for us to learn. Always. Nobody's perfect. Nobody is ever 100% completely right. So it's all in how you do things. And you also have to tap into that core. That's my favorite, tapping into that core. Finding out. Seeing why is it coming back again, especially if it's negative. Try to tap into that core and find a resolution.
That's what it is. That is the Realness 101, ladies and gentlemen. As we wrap up the show today, I want to thank folks who chimed in to provide their insight. Nikki has always come with it, gives you the aha moment, represents the D to the fullest. I want to thank the fantastic folks who called in, those who have been blogging and expressing their thoughts in the blog room, in the chat room. As always, folks, my callers, the listeners, you make the show what it is. And if you listen to this on the podcast, you must know it was a great show because you made it this far. And if you had a good time tonight, stop being so selfish. Tell some people to chime in with you. Come back next week as we hit you with another hot topic right across your head. Follow Miss Oatmeal on Facebook. Just type in the search engine, Oatmeal Brown. You're going to see her information go ahead and pop up. To be known, folks, it's about to go down like bad stock. Y'all know how we do it. Don't worry, we're going to hit you with another real one. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. On behalf of the folks that do it real and do it big, I want to say thank you. For those who struggle with life, follow us and figure it out. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with that Realness 101, God first.
Good night. Go mob to my frat. We gone. Holla out.